Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh. Hangout Man, A Most Dangerous Job, is the title of the next Steam Cafe presentation at Hay Camp Brewing Company in Rapid City tomorrow night at 6 p.m. The Hangout Man played a vital role in the underground blasting process, but there was a saying, there are no old Hangout Men. Mark Bowron is an instructor of mining, engineering, and management at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, where he's the John and Jean Hull Professor. He joins us in the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City to tell us more about this dangerous position. Professor Bowron, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you with us. Before we discuss the Hangout Man and tomorrow's Steam Cafe, your bio is very interesting. It's an interesting read, and it really interests me in this topic because of the depth of knowledge that you have in this field. Could you begin by telling us a little bit about your experience in mining and engineering and what it might be like to take one of your classes at the School of Mines?
Well, I started in the mining industry in about 1975 when I got out of the service and took a job at the Climax mine in Colorado, which is sits at about 11,300 feet above sea level on Fremont Pass. And I simply, you know, started in the occupation and working underground grows on you. And it gets in your blood. And one thing progressed from another. I went from a mining job as a miner to underground engineer to supervision at the mine, ultimately as a production foreman on one of the levels, and then went back to school at the Colorado School of Mines and got a master's degree and that in mineral economics, and that is now what I teach, perhaps as my specialty at the South Dakota School of Mines is mineral economics. Hmm.
And if you mentioned you worked at the Climax Mine in Colorado, which sets the scene for your Steam Cafe presentation, home of the Hangout Man some 40 years ago. What kind of a mine is Climax Mine?
Well, their principal element that they mine is molybdenum, and molybdenum is a metal that is primarily used in alloy steels and hardening of steel, tool steels, some lubricants and things like that. It was a critical element, particularly in both World War I and in World War II, and the Climax mine has been operating since about 1915.
Wow. So let's move on to the Hangout Man now. This is a position unique to Climax Mine. What exactly were the Hangout Man's duties?
Well, in order to understand the job, you really have to understand the mining method. And the mining method is what's called a block caving mine. And think of it as a series of funnels underground laid out somewhat of a checkerboard pattern. And the ore is undercut and allowed to cave in due to its own weight. And as the mine collapses basically from the inside, it moves down through these funnels and is pulled out, loaded into the trains and taken outside. Well, these funnels or draw points, as we call them, are about 8 feet by 7 feet. Well, if any of the rocks were to be larger than that, they would jam the draw point, and it was the Hangout Man's job to go up into the funnel, place explosives, and blast the rock to start the flow of ore again.
So this is what's called then as the secondary underground blasting process?
Yes, that's correct. It's okay. A secondary blasting process. And it's this type of job responsibility is actually no longer allowed under the Mine Safety and Health Act of 1977. I started working there in 1975 prior to the MSHA Act.
Now, when they decided this job would no longer be allowed, did they just make the call on that and then leave that where it lies, or did they actually put in some new standards to enhance the overall safety of jobs within the mine?
Well, you know, like everything, it took some time to develop the procedures. The Mine Safety and Health Act specified that no employees could work under unsupported ground. Well, by definition, in a block caving mine, anything above the funnel or the draw point is unsupported ground. And so there were different techniques that were used. The development of the ore body and developing these draw points was changed, and the cave or the initiation of the collapse and the starting to run the ore, those kind of techniques were changed as well.
When the hangup man was needed to go in and set the charges in order for that underground blasting, what kind of condition was he dealing with? Like some very confined spaces at times?
Well, in my presentation tomorrow, I have a series of drawings and safety manuals and the policy and procedures manuals for specifically the production crews. Mm-hmm. And so in three dimensions, you have to understand that perhaps the lowest level would be the haulage level. And about 10 feet above that would be the slusher drift or production level, and then the funnels were above that. So the haulage level and the production level were relatively stable, and they were all mined out of rock and then encased in concrete. So these two levels were stable. It was above that level in the draw points where the rock would disintegrate and grind itself up as it moved down in through the draw points.
Mm-hmm. Mark Bowron is our guest right now on In the Moment. He is the Joan and Gene Hull Professor of Mining Engineering and Management at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City. And he presents at Steam Cafe tomorrow at Hay Camp Brewing Company. That is at 6 p.m. And we're talking about the hangup man, which was unique to the Climax Mine in Colorado, where Mark worked back in the 70s. Now, the hangup man, was he unique to Climax Mine in that was the only place there was a hangup man doing that job, or were there other mines within the United States where there was a similar position?
There are other mines, and there are other mines worldwide that employ the block caving method. Mm-hmm. The other most prominent mine is the Henderson Mine, also in Colorado, also owned by Freeport-McMoRan. The same company that owned the Climax Mine, but their design was a little bit different, and as a result, the techniques were different. The Climax Mine, the block caving method was initiated probably around in the 1930s, and the Henderson Mine came into production in the 1980s. So it was engineered differently. With and less labor intensive.
Right. How many hangup men died on the job?
Well, in the worst year, as I recall, when I worked there was in 1976, 1 year before the Mine Safety and Health Act. There were five employees, and all production employees, that died. Three actually in one incident. There were special characteristics that made the hangup men successful. They were typically relatively quiet. They had good hearing. They were coordinated and agile and could move quickly. Hearing was an important element of the job because when I would go up in some of these draw points, I would tell the other employees that were handing me explosives, I would say, I don't want to hear any talk. I don't want to hear any you know, joking around.
Right.
I wanted to listen to the rock. And I wanted to be able to hear if that rock was starting to move. And if it started to move, I ran down the finger or the draw point and to get around the corner before any of the rocks could fall or come in.
Due to the dangerous nature of this position, was it a position that paid well?
It was a hangup man position was the highest non-salaried or hourly position underground. In most cases, the hangup men actually made more money than their immediate management supervisors.
Obviously, there's an emotional toll here as well. We see it with other mining or work-related accidents today. How did these incidents affect the overall morale of workers at Climax Mine and in the surrounding communities?
Well, certainly that any time there is a fatality in the mining community, everybody's affected. Very often, a hangup man, I remember instances where a hangup man would have a close call and they would simply, sometimes on occasion, simply walk off the job and never come back. Sometimes they would do it for a certain amount of time to save enough money for a particular objective, and then at the based on pressure from friends and family, they would quit. Or if once they got enough seniority, they would bid on a job that was on the surface that was considerably less hazardous. But they would also take a cut in pay.
Yeah. We are just scratching the surface. Our guest again is Mark Bowron, professor of mining engineering and management at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Mark, I wish we had more time, but I think the thing is, if you're interested in this topic, Steam Cafe is tomorrow night. And again, that's at 6 p.m. at Hay Camp Brewing Company in Rapid City. And people can come out and hear more about this. The title of Mark's presentation is Hang Up Man, A Most Dangerous Job. Mark Bowron, again, I'm sorry we don't have more time, but I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope to see everybody out at the Hay Camp tomorrow night.